Well, thank you very much, Joe, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Assembly Hall in Champaign. We are just underway with the third-place matches in Class A, and we'll get you up to date with what's happening out there right now. I'm Brian Roush alongside Kevin Powers. Chris Simcox will be joining us shortly, and our match day engineer at the moment is Joe Grimm back at the WCCI studios as we are in the midst of this third-place round in the Class A tournament. Kevin?
First off, we have action underway immediately at 103 pounds. Actually, we're going into the third period. Alan Fish of Byron and Josh Eller of Vandalia. Right now, Fish of Byron leads 4-2, and they are on their feet here in the third period. Likewise, at 112 pounds, it is Travis Full of Amboy and Dustin Brown of Solono Unity. Brown leads that match 4-2 over Full of Amboy. As we start the third period, Full will start wrestling from the top position with 117 remaining. Again, Full from Amboy is trailing 4-2.
A little bit of a disappointment as far as number of participants from our sectional in the third place matches. We thought there'd be more guys wrestling.
Well, we really did. I mean, we got a couple right here, obviously, but we had several guys that all of a sudden looked very, very flat for their consolation wrestleback matches, and that can happen at different times. I mean, guys were very disappointed because they expected to be in that championship bout, and we just had about three or four matches right in a row where some of the guys we thought really had great opportunities to come back and wrestle in this consolation match would be there, and it didn't take place.
Nice job by Alan Fish to close out that win and claim third place honors.
Well, Alan Fish will take third at 103 pounds. The championship match will feature Jake Miller of Murfreesboro and Sergio Figueroa of Harvard. At 112 pounds. The match still going on right now. Right now it is Dustin Brown of Solono Unity. He is up against Travis Full of Amboy. And Brown, controlling that match, takes the victory 6-2 over Travis Full of Amboy. So Dustin Brown will be your third place winner. In the championship bout at 112, which will come on a little bit later this evening, will be Seth Mills of Dakota and John Van Doyne of Wilmington. Also, two matches just underway will feature Jake Holliday of Heron, Eddie Garrett of Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
And also at 125 pounds will be Randall Peterson of Oregon and Stephen Andrew Kitus of Rockford Luther. That'll be a nice matchup. These guys have faced each other many times. So you get a matchup of two familiar foes, which always tends to be really good when they're fighting it off at the medal rounds. Both wrestlers on their feet right now between Peterson and Andrew Kitus. Both guys with very good speed. Andrew Kitus kind of comes in on Peterson. Peterson tried to hit a switch and then a step over, but Andrew Kitus in too good a position is able to finish up that takedown and go up 2-0. Also, as I mentioned, Jake Holliday of Heron, who came into this tournament undefeated, was knocked off by Clayton Rush of Aledo. Garrett of Mount Carmel was knocked off by Tony Whaley of Stillman Valley, are competing for third place here at 119 pounds. And the first period ends between Halliday and Garrett, no score. We're still in the first period with 106 remaining. Peterson of Oregon able to get an escape on Andrew Kitus. Andrew Kitus shoots in and gets nothing but air. Both guys exceptionally quick. He's a much more flash and finesse guy here at 125 pounds between Peterson and Andrukaitis. Much prefer quickness and finesse over any sort of power. Both very good wrestlers, both great balance, good athletes, and again, exceptionally quick. We're in the second period between Jake Holliday of Heron, Eddie Garrett of Mount Carmel. Wrestlers are starting on their feet. Like Holliday of Heron. Well, I thought they were starting on their feet. They're actually, Holliday of Heron starts on top. And we're going to go into the second period with Peterson and Andrukaitis. Andrukaitis with a takedown, Peterson with the escape. Andrukaitis is going to start from bottom. Has his second false start from bottom. Third false start from bottom will cost him a point. Actually, his third false start from any position, whether it be on top, on bottom, or neutral. Andrukaitis steps up, spins around, gets the escape, goes up 3-1 on Peterson. Peterson gets in, gets a takedown, and we have a penalty point against Peterson. Not sure what that was from. Huh. Andrukaitis gets in on a single on Peterson, works down around the outside, is controlling the shin and ankle of Peterson, able to elevate it into the air, looking for that trip. Peterson able to fight him off. They step out of bounds, and they'll both be on their feet in the middle. It'll be 4-1, still in favor of Andrukaitis. Wrestlers on their feet. This is at 125 pounds in the consolation match for third place. And about between Jake Holliday of Heron and Eddie Garrett of Mount Carmel, they are all tied up in the third period, 2-2.
You're listening to WCCI's coverage of the 2007 IHSA State Wrestling Tournament from the Assembly Hall in Champaign on the campus of the University of Illinois. We're in the midst of the Class A third place round. The championship round set for tonight will take to the air about 6:40 to 6:45 p.m. this evening right here on your area sports leader. We'd also like to welcome in everyone on the Internet at WCCIRadio.com.
Peterson able to get a takedown here in the second period with about 18 seconds remaining. Tightens that matchup. Still trailing 4-3 to Andrukaitis of Rockford Lutheran. And the orange over there, that is Heron, isn't it? Mike? Brian, I'm sorry. The orange over there is on that far mat.
And what are the two schools? What's the other school?
Mount Carmel.
Yeah, orange is Mount Carmel's in the maroon, and orange is the color you're asking about there.
Yeah, Heron. Jake Holliday of Heron is up 5-2. Another thing that we see quite often here down at the state tournament, constant change on uniforms from round to round, depending on the team. Some teams have a different uniform for each round.
Yeah, I think they have the prime time uniforms for championship rounds. They're a little flashier than just your regular wrestling uniform.
Peterson gets an escape. He goes up 5-4 with 1:40 remaining in the third period. So Randall Peterson of Oregon, in an exciting match here at 125 pounds, takes the edge 5-4. Andrew Kytus is Peterson there. You look like it, a couple flies trying to knock each other out of the air. I mean, they're just so tremendously light on their feet, so quick. Peterson gets in on a freight train double, puts Andrew Kytus on his hip, takes him down. Goes up 7-4, big takedown for Peterson of Oregon to extend his lead by 3 here in the third period with 1:04 remaining. Wrestlers working right on the very edge, and the referee will stop the action and restart him. And Jay Calladay of Heron wins by a score of 7-2 over Eddie Garrett of Mount Carmel. Also going on will be the 130-pound bout between Michael Benish of Stillman Valley and Aaron Fenmeister of West Frankfort. Fenmeister, a medalist last year. Benish, a senior from Stillman Valley. Fenmeister came into this tournament undefeated, got knocked off by Mitch Musgrove of Oregon. That should be a good match between Benish and Fenmeister in the 130-pound third-place bout.
The Peterson-Andrew Kytus match has been a good one, kind of back and forth, and now Peterson with a
7-4 lead. Yeah. Andrew Kytus right now looking like he's kind of struggling a little bit, you know, from a mental energy perspective.
He who leads last leads best, I guess, as far as the scoreboard is concerned.
Absolutely. Benish really taking it to Fenmeister. A little bit different uniform for Stillman Valley, all white with the SV on the back. Fenmeister of West Frankfort. That match is over between Peterson and Andrew Kytus, and Peterson takes third place with a 7-4 victory over Andrew Kytus of Rockford Lutheran. Well, man, these are two absolutely identical uniforms. Zach Wilson of Benton and Lucas Grove of St. Joe Ogden. Brian, you're going to have to help me out with who's who here. There is a marking on one of the legs of one of the wrestlers, and I can't quite see it all.
Yeah, I think St. Joe Ogden is to our right, but I'll try to verify that.
I agree with you. Those uniforms are identical.
They are.
There is, it appears to be an O on the leg of Lucas.
Yeah, there's
Graves.
An SJO there, yep.
And he will be in the red scoring box. Benish trying to get a takedown here with 15 seconds remaining. Wrestlers are working right on the edge. They're in a scramble. Neither one could gain control. They'll go back to the middle. We're going to enter the second period between Fenmeister and Benish. No score. Benish will start on top in the second period. Off the whistle, Benish goes to an ankle ride, but Fenmeister able to stand up, tries to go down. Benish hits kind of a flying cradle. takes Bentmeister down hard to the mat, but they go off the edge. They'll restart in the middle. Still no score. 1:50 remaining in the second period. Benish wrestling from the top position.
No score in that other match with 11 seconds left for the first period.
Again, good quickness shown on both these bouts here, these guys.
Started the second period. Bentmeister able to get an escape on Benish with 1:17 remaining in the second period. No score between Lucas Groves of St. Joe and Zach Wilson of Benton. St. Joe near Ogden, Illinois. Groves able to get an escape. Benish and Bentmeister still wrestling at 1-0 with 50 seconds remaining in the second period. Benish has had a couple nice shots on Bentmeister, just hasn't been able to finish them. Bentmeister doing a nice job of countering. Bennett stayed on his knees a little bit too long. Bentmeister took a shot. Bennett shot off Bentmeister's shot, and then Bennett stayed on his knees, and Bentmeister was able to spin around behind him and get the takedown. We'll go up 3-0. Big takedown for Aaron Bentmeister of West Frankfort. With 14 seconds remaining here in the third period. Bennett should start in the bottom in the second period. Bennett should start on bottom in the third period. So he'll need to get an escape and a takedown there just to knock things up. Wilson almost scored a takedown on Groves of St. Joe. But his right foot was just out of bounds as he gained control. Still 1-0 in favor of Graves of St. Joe. In the second period, over Wilson of Benton. Also 3-0 in favor of Aaron Bentmeister of West Frankfort over Michael Benish of Stillman Valley. We're in 1:20 remaining in the third period. Benish able to get up to his feet, needs to get an escape. Bentmeister had good hip control, but did not have control of Benish's arms. And that's an opportunity where Benish really needs to try to take advantage of that. I think Benish is trailing. Do you think he's ahead?
I think he's in the golden black, because I think there's an SV on the front of that.
Oh, then I had the uniforms mixed up.
Yeah, and I think that's a WF on the back. It's so far away, it's hard to tell. But when he stood up, it pretty much looks like SV.
Well, we're having a lot of fun right here to start out.
Yeah.
Picking the wrong color uniform.
Oh, well.
And let's see, Stillman Valley's colors are
Red
and black.
And black.
Yeah. And he has gold and black on.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one is white and red, and West Frankfort is a red and white uniform, so I suppose we got that going.
Yeah.
One of the areas that's can be difficult to watch this, and obviously I'm doing you a disservice when I don't know what all the uniforms are going to be from round to round, and I apologize for that. But you're correct. Benish takes a 3-0 advantage at all those people from Stillman Valley, all worried that
He was trailing. But Benish does win 3-0 over Aaron Fentmeister of West Frankfort. Fentmeister with his first two losses of the year down here at the state championship series. We're all tied up at 1-1 between Lucas Graves of St. Joe Ogden and Zach Wilson of Benton. Also underway is Adam Browning of Vandalia and Shed Broker of Murfreesboro. Lucas Graves nearly in on a takedown here with about 29 seconds to remaining. They're in a scramble. He's in a scramble with Wilson of Benton. Referee will call a stalemate. They'll start again in the center. Adam Browning of Vandalia able to get the takedown on Baker of Murfreesboro. Baker comes in with a record of 38-8. Adam Browning, record of 36-8. We are in overtime between Zach Wilson of Benton and Lucas Graves of St. Joe Ogden.
WCCI Savannah 100.3 FM is your area sports leader with coverage of the 2007 IHSA State Wrestling Tournament from the Assembly Hall in Champaign.
Now the mat official calls stalling on both wrestlers simultaneously as we start here in the overtime at 135 pounds between Wilson and Graves.
Baker with an escape on Bowling over there.
Now I got to turn around and wait till they turn around and see what uniform that is when they look at me. It was Graves of St. Joe Ogden with a takedown. I believe that's Graves. It's hard to tell. Those uniforms are exactly the same.
Yeah, they look like twins out there, but yeah, that is Graves with the win.
As I mentioned, underway at 140 pounds is Adam Bowling of Vandalia. He leads 2-1 over Shea Baker of Murfreesboro. Also getting ready to start will be Damon Deutzman of Bismarck Henning and T.J. Warner of Houston.
Warner defeated Herman in the semifinal round of wrestlebacks. Jared Herman of Lee Wynn Stockton.
And again, these are some different uniforms, but Hoopston in the blue. Deutschman in the white. That's saying that just so I try to remember. If you can't see those colors on your radio dial, let us know. We'll see what we can do.
Work on your tuner, that's right.
Tuner. Adam Bowling of Vandalia now gets a reversal in the second period. He goes up 4-1 on Shea Baker of Murfreesboro. And in this match, the blue is H.A.
H.A.?
Yeah.
Houston area? Yeah. And the Bismarck Henning one says Devils. That didn't help me out any at all. Although I believe Houston East Lynn was always the Corn Jerkers, so maybe That's their wrestling name, and I think it might say Jerkers down the back of their
yes,
wrestling uniform.
I think that does.
And that's true. I'm not making that up.
You'll
verify that, yes.
Hoopston Corn Jerkers. I don't like, you like have an eye on your thigh when you say that, though. Adam Bowling of Vandalia up 4-2 on Shea Baker of Murfreesboro. 40 seconds remaining in the second period there. Dutzman with the takedown on Warner was up 2-0 with 20 seconds remaining. Looking to maintain control here as they're working near the edge of the mat. We have finished the first period between Gutzman and Warner. Warner with trailing, but he starts from bottom. Needs to get an escape and try to catch up here. Third period action between Bowling and Baker. Just underway.
Jared Staver of Lewin Stockton has been called, so his match coming up here shortly. He's really wrestled impressively down here after just barely punching his ticket, and then he took advantage with a nice state tournament here.
Yes, he has done a great job. And just to let know how difficult it could be. Like I said, you have a variety of different weight classes of guys who were medalists last year that got knocked out this year. Bowling of Vandalia now up 5-2 on Baker of Murfreesboro.
While we have a moment here, we'll take a time out on WCCI. We'll hear a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute timeout.
When it comes to insurance, you want someone who will go the extra mile, someone who has your best interests in mind. Your Mount Carroll Insurance agent works for you, helping you choose the right coverage for your life, home, auto, or business. The people at the Mount Carroll Insurance Agency will take good care of you and your family during the hard times with prompt settlements of all claims. Call the Mount Carroll Insurance Agency today at 244-3211. You can't put a price on good service. At Stout's Drug Store in Savannah, you're their number one priority. Mail order and huge discount chains might save you a few pennies, but you'll never find the service you'll get at Stout's. Bruce and his staff will take the time to get to know you and your health, so you'll never feel like a stranger with them. Fast, friendly, and accurate service. You're not just another customer. You're part of the family at Stout's Drug Store in Savannah, a pharmacy you can trust. 217 Chicago Avenue.
Welcome back here to the Assembly Hall in Champaign as we continue our coverage of the 2007 State Wrestling Tournament. We're in the third place round in Class A. Number of consolation matches going on in Double A as well at the moment. Jared Staver is coming up. Kevin Powers will be back with us shortly. And Chris Simcox is back in the fold here. Chris, we've seen a lot of excitement thus far, and it should just build throughout the evening here.
Yeah, it's going to be much better than going and getting your cell phone, buddy.
Yeah, I owe you. I lost that, baby, and unfortunately fell out in your car.
My ears are still cold from going out there twice, but hey, I'm glad we got it, and This is going to be exciting.
I'll be a little more careful next time. How's that sound? Was that Adam Bowling that just picked up a win over there in the third place match, I believe?
I'm still getting my bearings here. I'm going to have to take a look.
Okay. Well, we can, I believe it was Bowling over Shea Baker of Murfreesboro, so Adam Bowling with the victory. That was at 140 pounds in the Class A third place matches. We have a match coming up here at 205. It's Chase O'Dean of Coal City and Nick Hamilton of Bismarck Henning. That's bout number 205 at 152 pounds. And that's a close one between Deutschman of Bismarck Henning and T.J. Warner of Hoopston Area School.
Yeah, they're in the third period with 120 remaining. Warner with a 2-0 advantage, as Brian mentioned. Now we get a reversal by Deutschman. Actually, it was Deutschman with a 2-0 advantage, and he gets a reversal. It goes up 4-0 on Warner of Hoopston. And we have underway Chase O'Dean of Coal City and Nick Hamilton of Bismarck Henning. No score there with 40 seconds remaining in the first period.
James Busser from Polo is one of the officials that we've seen throughout the weekend. He's working on one of the near mats in the Class A match here between Deutschman and Hoopston, T.J. Warner, Deutschman of Bismarck Henning. And it's quite an honor to get down here as an official as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're graded by every set of coaches that you referee for in all your dual meets. You're graded by all the coaches that you work for or perform for as far as refereeing duties in all tournaments. And at the end of the year, they kind of take a chance on, they will evaluate all those performances that you have done, and they will accumulate those, and the guys with the top scores are the ones that get to come down here. But you're always graded by both. And Damon Deutschman defeats T.J. Warner by a score of 6-0 for third place at 145 pounds. We mentioned underway at 152 pounds is Chase O'Dean of Coal City and Nick Hamilton of Bismarck. Also getting underway here will be Jared Staver of Lena Winslow and Tom Fritz of Wilmington.
Well, it could be a very historic night for Lee Wynn Stockton's pull-off program as they have two finalists, Dylan Potnack and Carl Bonvillian, both with good chances to come home with a gold medal. It would be a good start for them tonight if Jared Staver can win this third-place match.
Staver has wrestled a very solid tournament thus far.
Tom Fritz drives Stabler out of bounds with a Russian tie. Now Stabler in on a single.
I think
Tom Fritz countering.
He's been very aggressive in this tournament.
He's trying to finish the single, but
Fritz with a nice counter attacking that outside arm or inside arm that's holding your leg. Nice little run the pipe dump move by Staver, but great counter by Hamilton.
And now Staver coming back
by Fritz. Staver coming back. A great scramble by both wrestlers.
Staver ends up with a 2-point takedown, and then there's another scramble, and Fritz gets an escape, 2-1.
Great mobility and great speed and agility there at 160 pounds in this third place bout between Jared Staver of Lee Wynn and Tom Fritz of Wilmington.
Stabler, again, in on a single. He's trying to finish.
And works on the head side. Elevates it. Nice job by him. He elevated him, brought him down hard, attacked the head, put him in a cradle.
was right into a near side cradle. If he can get that, he can drive, he can go up significantly on the score. He's got his head in the side like he should.
He's trying to elevate. He's trying to step over the leg that he has trapped. He really wants to step under it.
Yeah.
There he steps under it and laces the near side leg.
What I teach kids there is just keep your head right in the side with the near side cradle and keep driving. Keep your forehead right in the side. Oftentimes, what wrestlers do is they pick their head up and look around, and they miss out on the opportunity to get near fall points there. Stabler so far kept the cradle, but he hasn't scored a near fall point with it yet.
He's got a 1 second count. You need to get at least 2 second count to get that 2 points.
And now Fritz has Stabler's leg, so he's not going to get near fall points, but he ends up with a takedown, or was it a reversal?
No, yeah, actually they got it at 4-1. Let's see what they did. I think they may have given him an escape.
He's had a takedown, so he had two, so he must have ended up with another takedown to get the four. Oh, no.
Yeah, he gave up the escape and then another takedown.
Yeah.
He got the takedown with the cradle, but wasn't able to score with it. So he's up by three in the second period. And he starts on top. Whose choice was that?
I believe it was Fritz's choice to start on bottom.
They were controlling Fritz. And they go out of bounds with a minute 32 left in the second period. Chase O'Dean on the far mat, the sophomore. He's down, looks like, by a score of 3-1 at 152 pounds for third place. Against Hamilton, Mick Hamilton of Bismarck, NA.
Hamilton is, I gotta find him right here. He's a senior from Bismarck, NA. He came in with a record of 36-3. He defeated Kyle Koch of Unity and then lost to Potnack. Potnack defeated him by a score of 5-2. Chase O'Dean was defeated by Joe Smith of Vandalia. Staver gives up an escape, gets up, gets another takedown, goes up 6-2 in a tough position right now with Fritz trying to get a, kind of like trying to stuff that head under and getting those tilts on the Wizard. Now in a very difficult position, gives up the 2 point reversal. That's 6-4 as Fritz able to get a reversal on a scramble between Staver and Fritz. Staver maintaining a 6-2 advantage with 18 seconds here in the second period. Staver now on bottom, working near the edge of the mat. It'll be a good time to get off the mat and get a restart even with 9 seconds left. Nice job by Fritz of pulling Staver back onto the mat. And time will run out. We're going to start the third period. Tom Fritz did a nice job of getting that reversal right there at the end of that second period. We go into the third period. Staver will start from the bottom position.
Seems like Staver was in kind of that Russian roll position that we were talking about. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah.
But he had his arms behind both arms of Fritz, but his near leg on the inside
was trapped under.
And I don't know how they ended up there, but anyway, he's up 6-4. There's a minute 45 to go. If he can just work to his feet.
Tom Fritz using a double leg right on top.
Not a good place to be when your opponent is desperately in need of 2 points. The thing to do is to get out.
David doing a nice job of controlling the heels. He did get one arm out. Fritz looking to get that turn. The referee looking for it. Goes into a potentially dangerous situation. And Staver will get another chance to start from bottom. Who won that far match there, Brian? Did you see that?
The Devils, Bismarck Henning.
So Nick Hamilton defeated Chase O'Dean. for third place. And at 171 pounds, it'll be Mark Jones of St. Joe Ogden and Cody Thomas of Clinton. Gones came into the tournament undefeated, got knocked off by James Nakashima of Dwight. Cody Thomas was beat by Jordan Katzenberger of, defeated Jordy Katzenberger and then was defeated by Pontvillian.
Fabler now gets the reversal.
Ooh, that's
a big, for.
Big score right there with 30 seconds remaining.
He has a leg in, and there's only about 30 seconds left. He's got a great opportunity to earn a third-place medal here.
He's got that leg in the far arm. Now going to a double leg ride. Has chicken wing on both. He needs to get outside those hips right there. It'd be a good idea. Yes, he does.
He's got a leg in, though. He can't really move with that leg.
Oh, yeah. Getting a little bit high. All of a sudden, gets high. Gives up the two-point reversal, but time runs out.
It's 8-6. He wins it.
And Staver will win 8-6 over Tom Fritz of Bloomington. Nice job by Jared Staver of Lena Winslow. That is a great job by him throughout this tournament. He's wrestled very aggressively and has done a nice job. Jared Staver of Lee Wins Stockton with the victory, and we congratulate him and the coaches on that win. Another good matchup is Aaron Jones of Macomb. He'll be up against Nick Watkins of Walter Luther. Watkins was defeated by Josh Kirkland of Newman. Now I'm trying to find out where I get Aaron Jones.
Jones of Macomb is the one who defeated the Dakota, Houghton. And I just pinned him in about a minute. So the other wrestler is outstanding as well, Latham. A lot of wins.
Jones lost in the first round to Cody Force. And Force made it all the way to the finals.
Jones able to come back and defeated Hout.
But Nick Watkins.
Yeah.
Watkins with over 40 wins. This could go either way.
Well, that's pretty good wrestling to come out of that first round, you know, having lost. A lot of times you don't even get a chance in the wrestle backs, and then when you do, it's hard to parlay that into success, but Jones has really done a nice job.
Right now, he goes up 2-0 over Watkins. I was impressed with Jones at the section. Thought he wrestled very tough. And as Chris mentioned, Watkins with over 40 wins coming into this bout.
Jones is a little bit taller than Watkins. It's hard to tell from all the way up here, but I'm guessing at 189 pounds, he looks like he's well over 6 feet tall.
It looks like Mark Gones of St. Joe Ogden goes up 4-1 on Cody Thomas of Clinton during the second period there. Coming up at 215 pounds, we'll have Luke Force of Argenta and Mitch Albertstedt of Duran.
Jones drops down to a single in order to control Luther, and they go out of bounds.
And that may be time permitting, as we'll be leaving for church at about 5:30 here, so we may not get the final couple of matches in before we depart, and then we'll regroup and come back to the finals at about 6:40 this evening.
But we'll have some great matches for you here in the championship round when we get back this evening for those bouts.
At 215 pounds, at the conclusion of the matches that are running right now, Mitch Albertstedt of Duran will be wrestling against Luke Force of Argenta, Oriana. Mitch Halberstadt is the one who defeated Scott Hubble in the final, well, in the third place match.
And that was a close match.
Halberstadt apparently giving up a significant amount of weight at 215. But managed to get himself into the medal round here. Not a bad wrestler.
Gones of St. Joe Ogden has Thomas of Clinton on his back. He is leading 6-2 with 20 seconds remaining. And gets the fall. So Mark Gones of St. Joe Ogden will be third at 171 pounds. With the fall over Cody Thomas of Clinton. Then Andrew Jones of Macomb leading Nick Watkins of Latham, Warrensburg, 2-0 here in the second period. And underway is Mitch Albertson, Durand, and Luke Forrest of Argenta.
It's interesting, isn't it, how Macomb has a 215-pounder here. They have a 189-pounder here. When you look at Lee Wynn, they've got a bunch of middleweight guys, don't they?
Yeah, and you'll see that quite often when you have a string of guys that have had a chance to all work out together and push each other.
It just
and
demonstrates
it makes
how important your partner is in getting to the state final. It oftentimes happens in a series like that. It's not a surprise, is it?
Absolutely not. In many ways, it's almost a requirement. Not an absolute, but it makes a big, big difference.
Sounds like that was definitely an element in the old Savannah days, Kevin, listening to you talk with some of the coaches.
Dan Desopolis, yeah. Dan and I never really competed against each other. I was a lot heavier than he was, but as I mentioned, he was a year older, and you know, he was a captain. And
something he said to you made a big difference.
No, I mean, just, you know, we can fire each other off in a second just by, because nobody ever wanted to be criticized, and you almost used that as a selective weapon to get somebody else motivated. Well, gentlemen, why don't we wrap things up here? I hate to leave with a couple of matches underway. They're not of extreme local interest, although Durand Peck, the co-op program, is within the extended area, and Elberstadt falls behind in that match. But we do have an obligation for the Saturday evening mass at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. We'll give you an update when we take to the airway for the finals about what happened in these final third-place matches. We'll preview those matchups, and we'll also have brackets for AA, hopefully, as well. And we'll tell you a little bit about AA. So, guys, thank you for now. We'll get set for the big excitement to come. The Grand March is coming up. The introduction of the Grand Marshals, the singing of the National Anthem, and all the good stuff that goes with this championship round. And then they'll clear things out for just two mats, and they'll wrestle for the gold medal in Class A and AA. My goosebumps are starting to build here, I think.
There you go.
We're going to have a lot of good stuff. We have a lot of area guys competing for the championship bout. So it'll be great action here in WCCI this evening after the services from the Catholic Church.
And I told a couple of coaches, I said, I want you to bring a couple of state champs up to visit us later on, talking to Coach Elber and to Coach Milder. So hopefully they will be among them. And, you know, maybe Dan Drusopoulos will be back with a state champ. We're hoping. That's for certain. That's going to do it for right now. For Chris Simcox and Kevin Powers, I'm Brian Roosh, sending you back to Joe Grimm at the WCCI Studios.